org today.
Welcome to America Tonight, where we're desperately fighting the good fight every day to protect those freedoms that we hold so near and dear to us. You can participate in this conversation the highway by dialing these digits. I'm going to give you the digits right at the top. Don't you love that? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney at the helm of this ship. We've got some interesting waters to navigate through, including a crazy, just for fun, we're going to go here, crazy flight attendant who swore up a storm, grabbed some beers, opened an emergency chute, and slid down and away from his job. There's something about that. That's the big job kiss-off like I have never heard about before in my life. And we talk about this so often, what's going on with TSA, what's going on with the airlines, what about the privacy issues with the body scanners. My God, by the time you get on the plane, you're exhausted. You're just happy to be there with your overhead luggage above you where you haven't gotten charged because they say it doesn't fit or some other cockamamie thing has happened to you. And then you have something like that happen. We'll get to that. But there are bigger fish to fry at the top of this, including now what's happened in the ethics panel, the fact that the House has decided to detail charges against Maxine Waters 10 times or 10-term congresswoman. She's probably going to lose her gig and who knows what else. She was clearly, I think, helping her husband's pockets when he was the beneficiary of a big fat bailout for a bank that he was part of. He would have lost a ton of money if there hadn't been enough of that bailout as it was going down. She was warned by Barney Frank, ooh, this is a conflict of interest, Maxine, you don't want to go here. But she was so drunk with power, I guess she decided, well, maybe no one will notice. Somebody finally noticed. Now you got four Democrats, four Republicans who will decide her fate. I think she goes down in flames just like Congressman Charlie Rangel goes down in New York. So more new faces on the scene, at least in those two seats. The rest of the House up for grabs, 37 Senate seats. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but as we have 84 days and counting before Election Day, a quick reminder, you can't get there on Election Day. You have no mode of transportation. You don't feel like voting because your vote doesn't matter. Baloney. In these cases, it matters. And you want to be active, my friends. This is what we thrive on, I think, in this country. Like I said, the freedoms. We're trying to protect our freedoms that we hold so dear. And part of that is the process of democracy, that the founding fathers were so brilliant in laying down those brush strokes that today, really, if you examine the Constitution, it holds up. It holds up. But we have to protect that. And in order to protect that, you got to go and vote and get who you think are the best shots at representing you wherever it is that you live. You don't like who's in there, boot them out. But you can't do that unless you voice your opinion. So you have to vote. Early voting is already underway in most places. Do you believe it? Time flies. Right at the top, let's go to Tomas. Tomas in Michigan. How are you, bud?
Hey, Scooby-Doo, what's up?
That's right. I used to be able to do a good Scooby-Doo. Can't help you there, though, but I got you. What's up, man?
Yeah, the Moss Ground Zero, a friend of mine asked, you know, he was kind of being funny, and he said, what if a bunch of these Jews that, you know, go down to the Wailing Wall, the really conservative ones with the funny hats and everything, if they would have flown two planes into that big old Rubik's Cube they have in Mecca, you know, that the Muslims, that's their sacred site, and just blown it up, what if a couple of years later, the mayor of Mecca let's call him Sheikh Abu Bloomberg, you know, what if he would have said, hey, we're gonna open up a synagogue 6 blocks away from Mecca's Ground Zero? What do you think would have happened to Abu Bloomberg?
All hell would have broken loose, and he would be done for. He'd be gone.
He'd be dead.
Yeah, exactly.
They would have ripped them to pieces.
Yeah.
You know? And it tells you something about Americans. We've really lost our courage and pride when we allow this to go on, you know, under the guise of freedom, of religion. I mean, the Mormons tried the same thing back in the 1840s. They tried to, you know, every Mormon wanted to have like 6 wives and stuff, and the government said no and kept telling them no. Finally, we started blowing up the churches and killing the leaders, and guess what? They got a vision from God. They said, God just said we can only have 1 wife. You see, we did not let the Mormons hide behind their religion.
Yeah.
Or we let the Muslims hide behind their religion.
You know, that's a good question. I mean, there's the question of itself. Do we let people of the Muslim faith hide behind their religion? That's why I say, if I'm a devout Muslim and I'm furious, I don't want to be the scapegoat. I don't want to be lumped into the crowd. I'm the nice neighbor. I just happen to have a different belief than you do. I follow the Quran. Then I'm out there because I'm forced to be because of the nutballs. I'm out there saying, whoa, whoa, whoa. Here's what's going on. Here's why I'm pushing against the radicalized idiots, scumbags, and what they're doing. I'm out there with my voice, and we don't see enough of that. That's the problem, Tomas.
You know, I was listening to Michael Savage. I've listened to him for a long time. I remember on 9/11 that night. It might have been that night or the night afterwards, but a Muslim guy called up, and you could tell he loved America. You know, he's proud of being American. He said, you know what? I'm not a Muslim anymore. That's it. I quit. I'm tired of this. Mike said, no, you just got to stay in there and try and change it from the inside. But I would like to see more Muslims quit. I mean, you know, when it got to the point where I saw all these priests doing all these things to kids, and then the Pope would, you know, just say, okay, well, you know, you can't run a service anymore. We're going to keep you around, but you know, you'll still get your retirement. But I mean, come on, they were raping children, and I said, you know, I'm not going back to Catholic Church. Sorry. And, you know, it's not the extreme elements. I mean, you got entire countries. You know, Iran, the whole country's Muslim. The whole government is Muslim, you know? But anyway, again, that's just what I wanted to share, what my friend said. I thought it was a very good juxtaposition, or however you say that word. You figure it out.
Juxtaposition, kind of flip it over and look at it from a different point of view. What if, to play the what if game, yeah. Tomas, thanks. All right. So we're talking once again a lot about Ground Zero. And it's not just Ground Zero. There have been problems lately in other areas, too, with mosques and the sentiment to push them back in Tennessee and some other places as well for fear of what the people have seen in other spots. And I'm telling you, people are upset. Hang with us.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Blowback, and there should be, on this mosque being built two blocks from ground zero. Now that it can't, that building can't be called a landmark, the door is absolutely wide open. It's going to happen. The Cordova Initiative will go up, and there's going to be a lot of unhappy people about it. It comes down to the whole sensitivity issue. But as a result of that, more people across the country are examining other situations when there's conversation about a mosque being built somewhere in a certain township, whether it's Murfreesboro, Tennessee, or someplace in Kentucky. So now we go back to a couple of different things, the religious freedom argument, and then what's really happening when you talk about sleeper cells or the element of people who are assimilating, and, you know, you almost get, it just depends on the company you're in as to whether you get shot up or you'll find that people agree with the extremist element. And how can you not, in some cases, profile? And why is it such a mortal sin to say, yeah, we need to do this in some areas? This happened over the weekend. Fareed Zakaria, do you know him from CNN? He was given a thing called the Humphrey Medal a few years ago by the ADL in response to their opposition to the mosque cultural complex being built near Ground Zero. He decided he didn't want the award anymore, so he gave it back. He got this Humphrey Medal, which was a big deal, and he decided because of how they were reacting that he didn't want any parts of them. That he was saying, no, I don't agree. There are definitely, besides Mayor Bloomberg, a lot of people in New York who think that the Cordova Initiative should be allowed to roll, and it's pure bigotry and prejudice that are starting to grow like algae in a pool that hasn't been tended, out of control, and it's an ugly seed germinating across America. But, you know, the answer to that is when you see the crazy things that have happened, can you really blame someone when they want to question the motivations of people who are building a mosque near Ground Zero? And I go to the victims. I can't get away from the victims no matter what. Forget the whole religious freedom argument. It's the victims I think of. How insensitive, how stupid that is, and how much other office space is available in Manhattan for a song, for what they want to pay for this, that they could get someplace else and still accomplish the same things. Izzy is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Good evening, Kay. I really wasn't getting anything political. However, this came up. In all of my readings of Islam, by the way, I did like Tomas's two words, courage and pride. We haven't de-lost those.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and if anybody out there chooses to read the Quran, it's a real eye-opener, but go further and read the history, because Islam uses the word deen. It's spelled D-I-N, but it's pronounced like it's D-E-N, D-E-E-N. Mm-hmm. Okay. That basically qualifies it as a sect, not a religion per se. And they themselves, meaning the Islamic people, qualify themselves more as a sect than they do a religion. Only in foreign countries are they holding on to the religious aspect, because why? They get protection. Nothing more, nothing less.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't, like Carr. Carr is under the auspices of a religion.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just a short version, because we don't have time for the rest of it. The bottom line is, they're hiding under the guise of a religion, when in fact it is a sect, pure and simple. Anyway, I want to tell you, for the voters, because you mentioned it twice, there are programs in all 50 states under, it's called RSVP, Retired Senior Volunteer Services. And those are seniors that will give rides. I mean, you have to call in advance and let them know. They have an entire volunteer group for people who cannot get to voting booths. And if you call in and say, hey, look, you know, I need a ride. Can you help me? They will come and get you. A senior volunteer will come and get you, take you to the poll, and take you back home. Also, in all 50 states, there is transportation like Missouri. We have OATS. And if you cannot pay, it is free. All you have to do is call them 24 hours in advance. They will drive you to the voting booth, wait for you, and take you back home.
Yeah, see, that's terrific. So the no-excuse thing here, you got somebody that's going to help you. You're right.
Yeah. So if any seniors are out there listening, you do have transportation, and you do have a way to get to those polls, either through the OATS program like we have in Missouri. I'm not sure what it's called in other states. I think it's Dial-A-Ride in Illinois. But you also have the RSVP program, which you can find online. And, no, there's no excuse. And if nothing else, ask your neighbor.
Absolutely.
I mean,
and then you know what you can say? Then you can kvetch and bitch. You can say, I did it. I voted. I might not be happy with the results, Izzy, but I voted. I was
right
there.
That's right. And people really, in this election, have to make a concerted effort to get to those voting booths. They have to. This is a critical, critical election to the health of our country. And we're
yeah,
not
amen.
Get, we're not going to get a second chance at this one. This one and 2012 are critical to the health of this country. And if people don't want to see a revolution, they better have their butts out. And some people can actually walk. I walk. And it's a goodly little distance for me. But
there
I
you
walk.
Go. There you go. I agree with
That's
you. There's just no way I would not vote. I grew up that way. We talk about politics around the table, and there's no way you could be under our roof and not go and vote. Izzy, thanks. Chris is also listening to us in Missouri. Yo, Chris.
Hi, Kate. I'm sorry. I got to go back to something you said last hour, if you don't mind.
Sure.
All right. You made the comment, which do we want to tackle first, the anchor baby or the border security?
Yeah.
Well, it seems to me if we take care of the borders, then that pretty much solves the anchor baby problem.
Yeah, I think it's the borders. That's what I was asking an open-ended question. As somebody who's been down to the border too many times with the Border Patrol agents, it's ridiculous, but it's been that way, Chris, you know this, for years, for decades. We have laws on the books that could have been handled, it wasn't. And you have to go with the security first, because if you don't know who's in, who's out, how are you supposed to end this?
Well, as far as security goes, as far as I'm concerned, it should have been closed 9/12/01.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, we had the worst ever, because people point to Pearl Harbor, which was terrible, but it's a different situation than what happened in 9/11 and on the mainland of the United States and all those lives that were snuffed out. And you have to say that, really, that could have, bringing the curtain down, let's say, for lack of a better way to describe it, if it had happened then, there, right there was justification for the rest of the world to see, and it should have started then, sure. Because we've had missed opportunities, so there was the chance to make up for it.
I'm not just talking about the southern border. I'm talking about all the borders and,
yeah,
and everything. I mean,
sure.
Any way in, any way out.
Sure.
It could have been secured on that day.
Sure. Think about this.
Think
about this. We keep talking about this, Chris. Every time something bubbles up, what does it turn out to be? Like the idiot Faisal Shahzad in New York who almost blew up part of Times Square. You know, hey, he was happy to live off America. He was happy to get an education. He was happy to be in the financial industry and lie in wait until he had his chance ultimately to rear up like a caged lion and escape and take his best crack at doing some damage to the U.S. in the name of Allah. And look what happened. He almost did it. Almost did it. Stay with us.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Yes.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gun Gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me.
Are you going to love this story that broke earlier in the Washington Times? The ICE folks are saying, listen, we've got a massive lack of resources here, and this is why we're having some of the problems we're having tracking all of the illegals in this country, because we were told pretty much to prioritize or else, that simply going on the cat and mouse chase wasn't going to work anymore. So there are new guidance rules telling the agents to focus on apprehending, and we know this, terrorists and criminals. And the ICE people, the real rank and file, are rankled by this, because who's responsible for detaining the millions of illegal border crossers and possible fugitive aliens now in the country? And the answer is nobody. The guidelines that came out at the end of June are very specific. And this is how it reads. To all ICE employees regarding the apprehension, detention, and removal of illegal immigrants, note that the agency only has resources to remove approximately 400,000 aliens per year, less than 4% of the estimated illegal alien population in the United States. The memo went on to talk about the need to focus on the limited resources that Congress had given them, the agency, and that there was a real need for prioritizing the apprehensions and the removal of illegals who only pose a threat to national security and or public safety, such as criminals and terrorists. Now, this goes along with what the Attorney General, Eric Holder, said when he filed the lawsuit against Arizona and their law that the focus is on the criminals, and we're already doing that. We're going after the terrorists. We're going after the bad guys. We're going after the gang leaders. And what was mixed in there, and what was, if you fill in the blanks, what he didn't say, we don't have any bucks to do this. We don't have enough money, enough people, because we don't have enough to pony up to get more. So listen, I hate to burst everyone's bubble, but if you think the number is 20 million illegals or 12 million, which is what we're saying, then you are not going to see that amount of illegals getting their heads, I shouldn't say their heads cracked open, getting rounded up and sent back. You're not going to see that. You're going to see that 4% number. That's atrocious. 4% in 2010 for as long as we've had this problem? Are you kidding me? So what do you think? Now it makes sense clearly, although it was crystal clear to many of us here in America tonight that the problem was much worse than was discussed, which is why you have Rick Perry saying it's dire, Jan Brewer in Arizona saying it's dire, and even Bill Richardson, although he hates to play that card, saying that there are problems along the border. The problems are more than problems. It's ridiculous. So if they have this three-level priority system that they use enforcement people, detention space, and removal, if they are assured that any deportations do occur, they promote the priorities, which is security and safety, meaning it has to be the baddest of the bad. That's it. If you know for sure somebody is a gang member, if you know for sure somebody's dealing massive drugs, they're violent criminals, they're felons, they're repeat offenders, any of those. And, of course, look, we want them ousted. There's no question. We want those kind of people gone. The phony immigration papers, those that are fugitives, all that. Of course we want that to happen. But in the meantime, there are lots of reasons why the spiraling number of illegals coming here just can't be supported by the government anymore. I mean, we are bleeding. We do not have any extra money. There's nothing left in the till. So it's time. It's beyond time for that security. As Chris in Missouri was saying, why didn't this happen the day after 9/11? Because there you've got, and this was the Bush years, there you have it, to say to the world who wants to criticize and say we're bigots and we're profiling and we're awful people, there you have the means to say, are you kidding me? Did you see what just happened? Do you know that we have planes grounded in other parts of the country? Because guess what? The attack wasn't just slated for New York and Washington. You know that there were other planes, there were other people that were supposed to be on planes and try to take them down, right, America? So who knows how big it originally was designed to be. Big enough, certainly. But Bush wanted the road to amnesty, too. See, as much as when we talk about Obama, there are similarities between some of the things. Now, there's one of them. What the Obama administration is pushing for illegal immigration is the same thing the Bush administration was saying. I mean, we don't have that security at the border. We just do not have it. Remember that, folks. I mean, I've been at this at all angles, and I've been to these places. Some of them you do not want to go to, trust me. Juarez, one of them. You wanted to go there, cross it off your list. Dale in Illinois, you have the floor. Hello.
I wanted to go back to this issue of this Islamic Center in New York City a moment. You mentioned Cordova House.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't listened to all the dialogue tonight, but Cordova refers to this battle in France where the Muslims killed all the Christians and Jews back in the 15th century or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about wanting rights. I mean, this mayor in New York City's got to be nuts. They're flashing it in front of our face. They're building, what is it, a seven-story building?
Yep.
And I'm sure inside it they're going to say, welcome to Cordova House.
Mm-hmm.
How can we allow that when the connotation is obvious that it's a place that they're going to celebrate victory over Jews and Christians?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting in breaking down the word Cordova. It is the Cordova Initiative, and I already said this, they wouldn't be able to demolish the building if it had gotten that landmark ruling, if it had been designated as a landmark spot, but of course it wasn't. And what you have to think about with the Cordova funding, I mean, this is the other thing. What is the aim? Is the aim to achieve some kind of a tipping point in the Muslim-Western relationships and really reach out? Or is there something deeper than that? Somebody sent me an interesting deal, Dale, about what the world should know about the Cordova Initiative, and that the fact is that this organization that's trying to construct this massive Islamic house of prayer has posted on its website a strange statement indicating the desire to bring back the atmosphere of interfaith tolerance and respect that we have longed for since Muslims, Christians, and Jews lived together in harmony and prosperity 800 years ago. And it was pointed out to me that because of what they think clearly that they can do is exactly what you just said, that there was no harmony or prosperity for non-Muslims in Islamic Spain. The Cordova Initiative is revisiting some of the what we would call mythical tolerance and respect that never really existed, because you can't, it's irrefutable, it really is, that living under Islam, the non-Muslim population was mandated to clearly submit to Islam, accept the discriminatory laws then, and make payment of a mandatory tax that was imposed upon all the non-Muslims. For about 800 years, most of Spain was ruled by Muslims, and this area was known as Andalus, and the Islamic rule ended in 1492. I didn't mean to dive deep into this, but somebody had just sent me something where we had this discussion similar to what you're saying, and that the city of Granada was the last Muslim kingdom in Western Europe, and eventually it went over to the Catholics, to the Spanish Catholics. But the name does make a reference to what was one of the world's most advanced cities, but it was a city politically and religiously dominated by Islam, and a city that was conquered by a holy war. So it is kind of crazy if you think about it. And I didn't even think about that. I didn't even go there with this Cordova Initiative thing. But in looking at the name, and it is clearly kind of crazy, because it was a city that influenced European thought, but it was all about the Arab philosophy, and the tolerance absolutely wasn't there, because that's not. Yeah.
France.
Yeah, you're right.
It was in Spain?
Yeah, it was in Spain.
Okay, I said France. So
I'm sorry, it was Spain.
Wrong, but, well, I suppose, Kate, I could, if I bought the building across the street from it and put up a big hog's ass, I wonder how far that would get.
You crack me up each and every time we talk. Thanks, Dale. You're a great American. We appreciate the phone call. Hang with us.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Here on America Tonight, at least this hour of it. Just to recap, a lot of the focus this hour was on the mosque being built two blocks from ground zero. Everybody knows this by now. World Trade Center's coming down, 9/11, don't have to rehash that history. But since then, there has been a weird, I'll call it a weird vein that runs down the center of Manhattan that separates the people who, yes, believe in religious freedom, but also believe that the victims of 9/11 can, one, not be honored enough, as people forget. It's like Osama bin Laden. When was the last time you had besides calling, like, talk shows, when was the last time you really had a discussion with anyone in your circle or your posse, your golf buddies, whatever. But, yeah, what about that Bin Laden deal? Did you hear that one of those crazy kooky tapes resurfaced again? What do you think? You think we're ever going to catch Bin Laden? Do you think it's a bunch of nonsense that's being pumped out there? Do you think the government really knows what's going on with Bin Laden? You think the Saudis are keeping a cover for Bin Laden? What's the real deal? Because it's always different, and we all know this, it's always different when it happens to you. And I mean anything. You can't help it. It's the human experience. Even if you're the most generous, kind, caring, reaching out to your fellow man kind of person, it's like autism. It's a terrible thing to deal with, a hard thing to deal with when you're a parent of an autistic child or a grandparent of an autistic child, and the frustration and the lack of communication and the information that's out there that's so all over the map. But if it hasn't happened to you, you can't really relate. You might relate to the child experience, but you don't relate to the severity of autism for some people. And it's like taxes. Your taxes don't go up. Everything's rolling fine in your life. But three subdivisions over, things are falling apart at the seams for the people who live there because their taxes are that much higher. They're getting nickeled and dimed by their city government to death. You're not, because you're on that line of demarcation between the two different townships. So you don't really care about the taxes because out of sight, out of mind. You're not worried about it. They haven't been hijacked lately. And this is the thing with the mosque. I cannot imagine being the father, the mother, the wife, the brother, the sister of anyone who had to make a decision when they simply were going to work as to whether or not they were going to jump out of a building to their death or let the fire engulf them and burn to death. I mean, for so many people, it came down to that when we're talking about the World Trade Centers. So two blocks away, that whole area, trust me, I've been back there a dozen times, probably more, and I've seen the evolution of that hole in the ground and what's happened since then and the people that come to visit it. And to me, it should have always had a memorial feel to it in that area. Fine to build more buildings, but that's what you should have been the takeaway, I believe, from there, with all the names listed. And there are plaques, and there is that one fire department that's right across the street, all the names. If you go to New York, you'll see flowers, and you'll see names of firefighters lost on 9/11 right in front of their fire houses, wherever they are from, whether it's Queens or Brooklyn or right there in Manhattan. And the Cordova Initiative, interesting that Dale in Illinois, which was, he took a good turn with this conversation here in bringing up, geez, Cordova Initiative, but what does it really mean? Are these people for real? Are they looking at the history of that? And if the idea is to reach across and bridge the religious gaps between Jews and Christians and Muslims, why do they call it the Cordova Initiative? That wasn't what happened there. So that, touche, Dale, good for you. You made a very valid point in what you said. And for my money, it just adds once again to the mystery of why Bloomberg is embracing this. I mean, I get this whole the left of left and, you know, kumbaya and we're bringing them all in and that's fine with me. But for Bloomberg, he lives in an ivory tower because he's sitting on a pile of money that can't disappear no matter what he does. The heirs to the heirs to the heirs to the heirs of the Bloomberg family will forever have money. It's easy to say the kind of things that he's saying when you're in that position and to seem like, not seem, but to be the guy who's supposedly embracing everything, you know, everything from A to Z, the flavor and the culture of it all. He says that all the time about the melting pot. We all get that, absolutely. And Absolutely, that's one of the brilliant things about New York. But the pendulum in this situation has swung so far to the other side. I can't imagine being one of the people I mentioned, being in one of those roles as the father, the parent of somebody who couldn't even bury anyone, couldn't even bury their loved one from the day that forever changed our lives. The inside quiet rage, if it's not outward, that they still have to feel because they're human. I can't believe that most of the people connected to somebody killed in 9/11 really believes that this Cordova initiative is a good thing. It's a good thing religious tolerance put in the right context, put in another building in a place that's not a stone's throw away from what happened. I don't think that's being a bigot, a racist, an idiot, having blinders on. And trust me, I've gotten some emails that have said that, and that's fine. Because I invite everyone to call and to email. I don't care what your point of view is, and you can massively disagree with me. I mean, this is the problem sometimes with the left of left, of not stepping up to the plate. Not, you don't have to scream the opinions. You've got an opinion, it's different, share it. Let's hear it. Why is the Cordova Initiative such a good idea? I just do not see it, don't understand it, can't believe it. Although in New York lately, that's what happens. Because whether it's, oh, okay, we're going to try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four other guys right here, just a stone's throw away in our federal courtroom from ground zero, there's not going to be a problem. Then all of a sudden, whoa, let's bag that up 5 months later. We don't want to do this because the security we're going to have to pay, the threats we're already receiving, no, thank you. Forget about it. Bloomberg backed down off of that as fast could be. Because he had a conversation with the police commissioner and realized, ooh, no, I should have had this call first. We should have discussed this. Because Kelly knows there's no way you can lock down that city to make sure nothing happens. It is the perfect time for some kind of an attack. There are only so many dogs in the subway. There's only so many bags you can look at that are unattended that you can question and pick up. There is a way to still get out of this country, and we all know it. We do. We know it. Who knows? I hope it does not happen, but we know there is always the possibility now of another attack. All right, I'm going to leave you with this, since we're feeling patriotic. Just remember the cost of freedom. It's worth fighting for. It's worth voting for the people who represent you in Washington. Think long and hard if you decide you don't want to go to the polls on November 2nd. After all, that's why all this blood was shed, so that we could live as free Americans.